Hello, and welcome to Unite Radio. I'm so glad you came to learn more about the Bible with us. My name is Kaylee.
And I'm Tate. Hey friends, if you could meet anyone in the world, dead or alive, and visit them for a whole day, who would you visit?
I would visit my favorite musician and see what it's like to make music.
I would visit every president of the United States and ask what it was like to be president. It's fun to imagine visiting them, but actually visiting them would be really hard.
Yeah, because not everyone can visit a music star, and you can't actually visit someone who has died. But did you know that you can go visit with the most powerful king in the universe? That king is God. God is king over the whole world. If you are a child of God, you can visit with him anytime. God is never too busy to spend time with you. That's how amazing and powerful he is. No other king could possibly do that.
You don't have to ask anyone for permission to talk to God either. You can talk to him all by yourself, anytime, about anything.
You can spend time with God and get to know him better by praying to him. Prayer is talking to God. Even though you can't see God, God is always with you, ready to listen. But maybe prayer is hard for you because you don't know how to pray or what to talk to God about.
So, how do you talk to God? Well, God tells you in his word, the Bible. God gave you the Bible so you could know him better. There are lots of verses in the Bible where God teaches about prayer. Today, we're going to read Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13.
If you have a Bible with you, you can read with us. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament part of the Bible. The chapters are the big numbers in your Bible. The little numbers are verses. Find chapter 6. Then, we're going to start at verse 9 and read all the way to verse 13. If you need to, pause the episode to find it, then press play when you're ready.
These verses are from a teaching Jesus gave when he was on earth. Jesus knows all about talking to God because he is God the Son. I'll read it for us. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
People sometimes call this group of verses the Lord's Prayer because the Lord Jesus gave it to people as a guide for how to pray. Today, we're going to learn the first part of this prayer guide, which starts at verse 9. I'll read it for you again. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
When Jesus said, "Pray then like this," he was saying that he was about to give an example of how to pray. He wasn't saying that you have to say the exact words of these verses every time you pray. Jesus was talking about the way you should talk with God and what you should talk to God about.
When Jesus was on earth, some of God's people only prayed so they could get attention and show off. Let's pretend that we're in a place where many people who lived in Bible times prayed, like the temple. There might have been someone praying like this.
Where should I pray today? I want a place where lots of people can see me and notice what a good person I am. Ah, this place is great. Lots of people are here. Thank you, God, that I am better than other people. These other people do all kinds of terrible things, but I do many good things every week to prove how good I am.
Ugh, yikes. That's not how God wants people to talk to him.
Exactly. It misses the entire point of spending time with God. People today may sometimes pray like that too. That's part of the reason why Jesus gave us an example prayer. The next part of verse 9 says to pray to our Father in heaven. If you are a child of God, God is your Father who lives in heaven. You can talk to God in a very friendly, personal way. And because God is a loving Father and caring King, you don't have to be afraid to talk to him.
The last part of verse 9 shows you that prayer should honor and respect God for who he is. That's what hallowed be your name means. The word hallowed means holy. God is different from everyone and everything because he is always perfect and good. No one can hear or answer prayer like God. That's why his name deserves to be recognized as holy. You should show respect to God and his name because he is holy.
If you are a child of God, you can talk to God, your heavenly Father, anytime. You don't have to talk in a special way or talk loudly to make God hear you. God, the King of the universe, loves you and wants to hear your prayers.
If you aren't a child of God, God wants to be your loving heavenly Father. You can believe in the Lord Jesus today as your Savior from sin and become a child of God. If you have more questions about what that means, talk to your mom, dad, or another adult you trust who is a child of God.
Let's take a moment to talk to God right now. You can pray with us or pray your own prayer. God, we thank you for being such a wonderful, loving Father. We're so glad we can come and talk to you anytime. Amen.
Amen. For the next few episodes, we'll explore the rest of the Lord's Prayer and what it means. Will you join us?
In the meantime, check out our other content on Unite TV. Unite TV has videos about Bible truths made just for you. The link to sign up for a free account is in the description. Bye!